Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Kent Corso again, back with another segment on primary care behavioral health. This time, the topic is how it benefits patients. So since the 1980s, we've been running PCBH models in primary care clinics, everything from women's well clinics to internal medicine and family medicine in the United States. These programs have been run in Canada, New Zealand, Australia, even the United Kingdom. And what patients tend to report over time is that they appreciate this service. We seldom have low satisfaction ratings in this program. And we'll talk about the circumstances under which we do get low satisfaction ratings. But because it's modeled after primary care and we're teaching them how to self-manage their acute or chronic condition, it falls right in line with how they tend to use their primary care services. Unlike specialty mental health, where people resist going, they delay, it makes them uncomfortable, there's stigma, with primary care behavioral health, patients use it in the same way they would their family physician. That is to say, if they notice, you know what, I'm not sleeping well, or wow, my mood is not as high as it once was, or what I would like it to be. Or maybe they're bothered by something within their relationship or something at work, something that is sort of situational. They'll just make an appointment with their primary care doctor, who then can walk them down as sort of a warm handoff or same day appointment to the BHC. And we will see them for that problem. The key is that we're not providing comprehensive behavioral health care or comprehensive mental health care. We are helping them address a chief complaint, and we do a quick assessment. Then we give them our clinical impression. And typically it's based on the diagnosis that you, the referring physician, puts in the medical record. When we give the patient that clinical impression, we're essentially agreeing on the scope of the problem, why the problem has arisen, and therefore what we need to do to help fix it or help them address it. We provide lots of psychoeducation. The goal is to empower patients. The goal is to educate patients and to motivate patients to take better care of themselves, whether they are caring for a mental health issue or a physical health condition. They are empowered to set highly specific operationalized goals. And then we give them 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks, to go ahead and work on that goal in their own lives, and then come back and report about their progress. We typically then would set a follow-up goal for at least 3 weeks or maybe more. Over time, we stretch out the appointments because what we're trying to do is facilitate new habits, new behavioral repertoires focused around their one health condition or mental health condition. On average, we'll see patients between 4 and 6 times. If the problem can't be resolved in 6 visits, it probably needs to be elevated to a specialty mental health provider. Now, history has shown us that about 90% of the patients seen in PCBH remain in PCBH, and only 10% go to a higher level of mental health care. And that's good news because it helps fix the access problem that we have in referring patients to specialty mental health care. One of the factors that drives dissatisfaction among patients in PCBH has to do with what they expect. If patients come into a PCBH appointment and they expect psychotherapy, they're often disappointed. If patients come in and expect what I call rent-a-friend, which is someone who's just going to passively listen to the patient, and then when the time is up, say, oh, I'm sorry, time is up. That kind of treatment, which by the way, is not evidence-based, but it's all too common in our healthcare system. If that's what they expect, then they are also disappointed because BHC conducts a highly structured appointment. Just like primary care, it's intended to accomplish brief assessment and intervention, and it empowers the patient to self-manage their problem. You, as the referring physicians, can be part of the solution to boosting and maximizing patients' satisfaction. The way you introduce this service to patients is critical. because they typically learn about this service from you when you are ready to refer them for insomnia, depression, anxiety, weight management, treatment adherence, headaches, chronic pain, you name it. If you introduce the BHC as a therapist, a counselor, a social worker, the patient will expect those one-hour appointments that often consist of them just spilling their guts and the therapist passively listening. However, if you introduce this service as a specialty, as just introducing the person by name, hey, I'm going to refer you to Kent, who can help you with this insomnia, or you introduce it as just a part of the routine high-quality care you deliver, maybe it sounds something like this. Well, Mrs. Jones, I'm going to, sounds like you have some insomnia. I refer all my patients to Kent, who can help you with these critical behavioral aspects that we know are the best way to manage insomnia. So it's not about it being a sales pitch. It's about shaping their expectations so that when they do walk in that room and experience an appointment that resembles primary care appointments, they are pleased. Because after all, the reason why patients come to primary care is to get an answer or a solution. They wake up one day and they realize, you know what? I've been dealing with this for a while. I need a name for it. I need a diagnosis. And then I want to be able to fix it or have someone help me fix it. So that is what helps produce the highest satisfaction ratings among patients. It also produces the most effective outcomes because we're functioning as a team. And rather than the patient feeling like they're being passed along between providers or in some sort of a system where they're being, there's no continuity and there's lack of communication, this type of a introduction to behavioral health consultation or primary care behavioral health services goes a long way to facilitate that team-based care. Thanks again for listening.